You're holding daf ayin aleph from it aleph. Again, so what the Mishnah said, again, before the Mishnah we just had, well, if a person makes a neder, that his wife can't have any enjoyment from him, so if he makes it for 30 days, it's okay. He doesn't have to give her a get, he just make a parnas to somebody else to feed her during those 30 days. But if he makes the neder for more than 30 days, it says what? Yaitzei, he should give a get. And he has to give her a ksuba. Now the Mishnah of Yudis said that for Yisrael, if the husband is a Yisrael, if he made a neder for 1 month, they should still stay married. Ushnayim, posh shnayim means more than 1 month, then it's yaitzev eating ksuba. You have to give a ksuba. So the Gemara has a question now, Rabbi Yehuda, why may be Yisrael chodesh echad? That if the husband is a Yisrael, and he makes a neder against his wife, that his wife does not have any right to have any enjoyment from him, so it says if the neder is for 1 month, then she could take it, and he doesn't have to give her a get, but he'll appoint a mafarnas to support her in between. But if it's more than a month, then he has to give her a get with the ksuba. So Gemara asks, "Hai no Tanakama?" Of course, the same thing the Tanakama said. The Tanakama also said, if he makes a neder for 30 days, is yikayim, she could take it. Mashenkin, more than 30 days, then she has the right to get a get with the ksuba. So if Yehuda is saying the same thing, he says, chedesh echad, the chura month and 30 days is the same thing. So first Gemara says, Amar Abaya Taya Kahanas Asalashminan. If Yehuda wants to tell us the chiddush, if the husband is a kohen, where the husband is a kohen, then Rabbi Yehuda says, don't give a get so fast. Because if you give a get, you can't remarry her anymore. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. Then in the case the husband is a kohen and he makes a neder against his wife, for 2 months, they should still wait. He shouldn't give her a get, even though he made a neder for 2 months. More than 2 months, then he gives a get, and she gets a ksuba. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. The Tanakama doesn't talk about a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda adds on that by Eishes kohen, then they have to wait 2 months. Rava says, no, I'll tell you, even by Yisrael also there's a difference. That the Tanakhama said 30 days. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Chodesh Echad, 1 month. That was the difference. Rava Omar, Chodesh Mole, V'Chodesh Chaser, Rigabanayu. Sometimes a month is only 29 days. So when a month is a Chaser, that's the difference. According to the Tanakhama, you always have to wait 30 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, after 29 days, she has the right to get a get and get a ksuba. So the Nafkamina between 1 day by a Chodesh Chosar. Omar Rav says like this, that's what the Mishnah says, if the husband makes a neder up until 30 days, he doesn't have to give her a get, but rather let him just make him a mefarnes, somebody else to support her. If it's more than 30 days, then he has to give her a get. So Rav says, the Machlokes is b'mefarish. When the husband made the neder, he spoke out clearly how long he wants the neder for. Avul b'stam. Let's say he makes a neder stam. He doesn't say a time limit. He just says he's making a neder now that his wife has no right to have any enjoyment from him. So then Rav says, Yoytzei li'altav yitin ksuba. You have to give her a get right away, and she has the right to get a ksuba also. Even after 1 day, we don't have to wait anymore, 30 days. There is, when do we wait 30 days? If he says clearly the neder is for 30 days. But if he makes a neder stam, without a time limit, then right away he gives her a get. Shmuel Oman, Shmuel says, afilu b'stam, even b'stam also, lo yaitzei, even b'stam, he didn't say a time limit. He made a neder, his wife can't have any enjoyment from him. Still, we tell him not to give a get, lo yaitzei. Well, in other words, we still have to wait 30 days. Why? Because shema yimtza pesach l'nidroi. Maybe in between these 30 days, the husband will find the Pesach, will go to a Chacham to be matter the Neder, and the Neder will go away. So even though he made the Neder like Li'olam, so what? It's possible he could be matter the Neder. So therefore we have to wait till 30 days go by. After 30 days, then we give the get. So Gemara says, well, if L'gulbei, Chod HaZimna, we had the same Machlokes Rav and Shmuel before. The Tanan, we had a Mishnah before. Hamader es Ishtoi mitash meshamita. If a man makes a neder that he can't live with his wife anymore, he makes a neder mitash reshamita. So Beshama yomim shtei shabosis. Beshama says that for 2 weeks they can still stay together. If the neder is like more than 2 weeks, then he has to give her. She give her a get. Or Beisul loymrim shabbos achas. No, for 1 week they can take it. If the husband made a neder for more than 1 week that he's not going to live with his wife, so then he has to give her a get. That's what machlokes Beisul and Beshama. Now, the Yom HaRav, Rav said on that also, that Machlokes b'Mefarish, Where is the machlokes besilim beshamai where the husband spoke out clearly? He makes a neder for 1 week or for 2 weeks. Avul b'stam, let's say the husband wakes up one morning and makes a stam neder without a time limit. He just stam tells his wife, I'm making a neder now that we're not allowed to live together anymore. So then the halacha is, Rav holds, yoytse li'alta of eating suba. The husband has to give his wife a get right away. They don't even wait the week or 2 weeks. And she receives the ksuba right away. Says, Mama, it's the same way Rav is saying in our Mishnah here. Now that our Mishnah says, wait a month, that's only if he spoke out. He's only making the nether for a month. But if he made the nether stam, I'm making an isser, my wife can't have any, she can't have any enjoyment from me, then we say he has to give her a get right away. So Chur Rav said this one time. And Shmuel, my Shmuel says in that Mishnah before, that afilu b'stam nami lo yaitzei, no, even if the husband made a nether stam, he's not going to live with his wife anymore, without a time limit, still we don't tell him to give a get right away. We tell him to wait either the 2 weeks according to Beis Shammai, or the 1 week according to Beis Hillel. Why? For the same svara, that Shema yimtza pesach lenidrei. Maybe in between the husband will go to a chacham to be matter his neder. So even though he made a neder stam, mizumashma, without a time limit, but no, we still tell him to wait the 1 or 2 weeks, because maybe be matter the neder. So the Chur de Kashra is, why do we have the Machlokes two times, Rav and Shmuel, on our mission here? And in the mission we had before, it's the exact same Svara. Svara says, no Tzricha. We need the Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, two times. The Yitim, maybe he, if we would have only learned the Machlokes now, Mishnah over here, where the neder is that she can't have enjoyment, she can't be fed from the husband. I tell you, he come, a Rav, forget. V'yitma b'him is the one before, about Tashma Shamita, when the husband makes a nether. He can't live with his wife anymore. I would tell you over there, v'yikom, a Rav mishum b'yashim b'mafarnes. Why does Rav say over there, that if the husband made a nether stam, without a time limit, the din is he shot to give her get right away, because there he can't make him a mafarnes, he can't appoint somebody else to live with his wife. There's a chiyuv miser involved. She's an eshes ish. Nobody else could live with her. So there, since the husband can't appoint a shliach, that's why Rav is so machmir to say he has to give her a get right away. Avul behor, Mashenka, now a mishnah over here, where the nether is that his wife can't have enjoyment from him. He can't feed his wife. If so, the eshev of a farnes, it's possible, like we had in yesterday's daf, that it's possible to make a shliach. Let him just say to the husband, kol hazon, whoever wants to support my wife can go and do it. So since it's possible to get somebody else to support her, so it's not so important to give her a get right now, maybe we should wait out to 30 days. Maybe it'll be matter the nether. His aim in Moedilel Shmuel, maybe I would have thought that in our mission here, by feeding your wife, Rav would agree to Shmuel, that even though he made a nether stam, don't give a get right away, let's wait to 30 days. Maybe in between the husband will be matter the nether. That's the Chiddush. No, even in this case with the Shayach and Mefarnes, still Rav says, if the husband made a neder stam, we see how much he hates his wife, so therefore he has to give her a get right away. The Yitma Behor, if we would have only had the Machlokes by our mission here, where the neder is to feed his wife or not to feed his wife, I would tell you, Behor Koma Shmuel, maybe only in our mission the Shmuel say, that even though he made a neder stam, we tell him to wait 30 days, you don't have to give a get right away. Why? Mishum Diev should be mafarnes, because it's possible to appoint somebody else to feed his wife. So since it's possible to get somebody else to feed his wife for the 30 days, that's why maybe Shmuel says there's no rush to give a get, let's wait the 30 days. I will be a he, but maybe in the Mishnah before, where the husband makes a neder, he can't live with his wife anymore, she's also Batashma Shamita. So maybe there, Eimim Moedel El Rav, maybe Shmuel would also agree to Rav, if the husband makes a neder stam, that means he doesn't stay a time limit, that I can't live with his, he can't live with his wife anymore, maybe then Shmuel would also agree to Rav, he has to give her a get right away. Is Tzricha, we need the Chiddush, no, before also Rav, Shmuel still says no, that we always tell the husband, you don't give the get yet. Wait before, it's a question of waiting 1 week, according to Beis Hillel, or wait 2 weeks, according to Beis Shammai. And the svara is because, maybe he'll be matter the neder. So we need the Machlokes both places, the Chiddush in both places. Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, Hamadres ishtoi shloi titoim echod mikola peris. If the neder was made, we'll soon see the case is where she makes a neder that she can't eat any more apples, and when the husband hears about the neder, he is mekayim the neder. He says, okay, let the neder be chal. So then our Mishnah says, yaitsev yiteng suba. He has to give her a suba right away. Mashma that day, we don't wait 30 days. If we tell him yes, if you think suba. So Mara says, Vishlay Malarav, it's okay, the Mishnah according to Rav, Kan Vistam, Kan Bamaforish. Now the core of the Kashri is why in the first case of the Mishnah, we tell him to wait 30 days. We don't say to give a get right away. If he makes a neder that she can't have any enjoyment from him, there the din is to wait 30 days. And now come the second case in the Mishnah, where the neder was she can't eat any apples, we tell him to give a get right away. So according to Rav, it's very good. By the apples we're talking about where the neder was stam. There was no time limit in the neder. Therefore, according to Rav, where there's no time limit in the neder, the din is to give a get right away. And the ratio that says to wait 30 days, that's where there was a time limit. If the neder was that for 30 days she can't eat apples, that's okay. We tell her go 30 days without eating apples. It's not so gefährlich. And afterwards, you can eat apples. So according to Rav, it's very good why in the ratio we have to wait 30 days. And in the case of the apples, the fruits, we give her a get right away. Elul is Shmuel Kasha. But according to Shmuel, it's a Kasha. Shmuel says even Bistam, even there's no time limit in the neder, still we tell them to wait 30 days before he gives her a get. Because maybe the husband will be mad to the nether. Says, so why by the apples, by the fruit, do we say the husband has to give her a get right away? Why don't we also wait 30 days? So Mara says, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about here, our Mishnah, k'goin shenodruhi. We're talking about now where she made the nether. The wife woke up one day and made a nether that she can't eat any more apples. V'kayim lo'ihu. And the husband was m'kayim it. Usually the halacha is when the husband hears about the neder, he has a right to be made for it. He could say nothing doing, the neder is not chal. Okay, it's not chal. But if when the husband hears about it, he says, yes, I want the neder to be chal, that's called he was mekayim, he made the neder strong, the neder is chal. That's what we're talking about. Uksav Rameir Meir holds, who knows an etzpa ben shineho? That the Chur Estam Mishnah goes according to Rameir. And Rameir holds when, even though she is the one that started off making the neder, like she said, she can't eat any apples. But since the husband was Mekayimit, he didn't say no. He let the neder stay. It's called, he's causing the trouble. That's called, Hu Noisin Etzva Ben Shineo. He's putting his hands in her mouth. He's the one that's causing it. So, that's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. And the Reisha, when the husband makes the neder, and there we say, for 30 days, it's not so bad. But here, where she makes the neder, and he was Mekayimit, this is worse. Over here, we say he has to give her a get right away. Like Rashi said, the difference is, if he makes the nether himself, maybe you'll find the Pesach to the nether. But over here, where she made the nether, and he was Mekayimit, so we see he's not going to find the Pesach for the nether. So that's why we say you give a get right away. That's the difference, so far. Later we'll see another difference. Now the Gemara Sakashi, is that true? V'savu Rabbi Meir. Because Pashtun means Rav Meir, because the Stam Mishnah Pashtun is Rav Meir. So if our Mishnah goes and the Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir holds that when she makes the neder, and he is Mekayim it, he says, okay, even though she made the neder, it's called he's starting up. Because since he had the right to be made for it, to make it nothing, and he let it stay, it's called he's starting the trouble. For the Gemara, is that true? Uksava Rabbi Meir, who knows an etzav ain't shenel? It's called like he's putting his hands in her mouth. Is that true? But some of who doesn't have to be for your tiny, we learned like this. An Isha, a wife that made a neder, she wants to become a nazir, a nazira. For Shama Bailan, the husband heard about this. For Loi Heifala, he wasn't made for the neder. He said, very good, go be a nazira. So Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudu Aimrim, he knows Netzba Ben Shineho. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both say she's the one that's causing it. She put her hand in her mouth. Lefikach, therefore, him rotza baal lahofa yofer. That's for sure. If when the baal first heard about the nether, he wanted to be made for it, he could be made for the nether. But via momar eefshe b'yishin edranis. Let's say the husband was not made for the nether. The husband let the nether go through, and then later on he says, "I can't take a wife that makes the darim." Halacha is teitza. He has the right to give her get, and she loves the ksuba. She doesn't get the ksuba. He has a good time with the husband. I can't take a wife that makes the darim. Even though he was the one that was Mekayim it. So Chura, you see, it's not called he's causing the trouble. It's like Rameya says here, she's causing the trouble. And a husband doesn't like such a wife. So Chura, you see, the Rameya holds that it's not he that's causing the trouble, but it's she that's causing the trouble. Reb Yosef, Reb Lezer, they're the ones that say, Reb Yosef, Reb Lezer, who knows an etzel ben shenil? No, since the husband had the right to be made for it, and instead he was Mekayim, he said, let the nether be, he's causing the trouble. Lefikach, therefore, Imratza ba'aloha for yofra. Of course, if the husband wants to be made for right away and say nothing doing, the neder is not chal, you're not a nazira, he could do it. But v'yamomar, if he didn't do that, he let the neder be chal, and later he wakes up and says, yeshav isha nedranis, I can't take such an isha that has the daramano, so he wants to give her a get, true? Good, give her a get, yaitzei, give her a get, but v'yitink suba, you have to give her a suba, because you're the one that's causing it, not her. So the kids, so we see Rabbi Yossi is the one that says he causes it, and Rabbi Meir is the one that says she causes it. So it's not like our Stam Mishnah. Nuchur our Stam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, and our Stam Mishnah is saying he is the one that's causing it, not her. So we must change it around like this. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudu, Aimrim, who knows in that? Rabbi Meir holds the husband is the one that's causing the trouble. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Aimrim, he knows not. No, she is the one that's causing the trouble. For the Gemara, is this true, Rabbi Yossi? The Sava Rabbi Yossi, he nosna, she is the one that's causing the trouble when she made the neder. For your Tanam, we learn like this. Rabbi Yossi says now Mishnah, the Anius shloi nosna kitzva. In the case of an Anius where she made a neder, that she can't wear a perfume, so if she's an Aniyah, a poor lady, then we say she only gets a get if there's no kitzva, the neder goes loylem. No time limit. If she, the neder war, she can never wear makeup, then he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. So, Hura, how could you say Rabbi Yossi says that she is the one that's causing the problem? Then she should not get a ksuba. And now Mishnah says clearly, in such a neder, the husband has to give her a get and has to give her a ksuba. So, see, clearly it's called the husband that's causing the trouble, not her. So, what's the Nechonami change around like this? Amos said better like this. Rabbi Meyev, Rabbi Yossi Yomrim. Who Naisin and Achnami, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, they both hold that he, the husband, since he wasn't made for the nether, he let the nether stay, it's considered he is the one that's causing the problem. Therefore, if he gives her a get, he has to give her a ksuber also, because he's the one that's causing the problem. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Omrim, they are the one that says, no, he nosna, that she is the one that's causing the problem. Since she started off to make the nether, even though the husband wasn't made for it, the husband was mekayim it, but so what? Who asked her to start off making the nether? That's Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lezer swore. Yeah. Rabbi Gemara, is this true? V'sava Rabbi Yehuda, he nosna, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds? She is the one that's causing the trouble, not him. For your Tanam, we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, be Yisrael, Yehem Echad. If it's an Ashes, Yisrael, and she, in the same case where she made a nether, and the husband was Mekayim the nether, so after one day, he has to give her get, and he has to give her a ksuba. She see, look, it's called the husband that's causing the trouble, not her. Says Yehem Echad Yikayim. If it's one day, they should stay. More than one day, then the husband has to give her get with the ksuba. So where you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds, the husband is causing the trouble. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda holds, she is causing the problem? If she was causing the problem, she doesn't deserve to get a ksuba. Say like this, Rabbi Meir, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yossi, and Achlami, all three of them say, Aimrim, who nice saying? All three of them say the husband is the one that's causing the problem. Since he was not made for the nether, he let the nether go, he was mekayim the nether, he is the one that's causing the problem. For Rabbi Lezer, he's the only one that says, Rabbi Lezer, why may he nosna? That's the way you have to be gerus. So only Rabbi Lezer that holds, she is the one that caused the problem. V'yem tim t'loim, another terrors is like this. Zugi zugi katani. No, you have to make zugi zugim. And aimer like this, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer, why may he nosna? In a chanami. You have to, that's not a start. When you have four people, usually it's two on one side and two on the other side. You don't usually have three on one side and one on the other side. So if it's better to say, attack, it's two and two. It's zug zug. Two says he's causing the problem, and two saying she's causing the problem. Which two are saying she's causing the problem? Rabbi Meir. Amen. Say Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi he knows not. So we'll soon have a kasha. But the we have to say Rabbi Meir says she is the one that's causing the problem. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi who knows saying that he is causing the problem. Ah, if so, we had a kasha. Our Stam Mishnah, the Chur goes according to Rabbi Meir. And now our Stam Mishnah says that the husband is causing the problem. That's why he has to give her get an exuba. So I tell you, v'ho Stam adloik Rabbi Meir in the Chanami. Our Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Not every Stam Mishnah has to be Rabbi Meir. Usually a Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. But if we have a reason here to say it can't be Reb Meir, Nechrami, so our Mishnah is not Reb Meir. Our Mishnah Taka says he is the one that's causing the problem. That's why he has to give her get an Iksuba. Reb Meir himself says, no, she is causing the problem, she would not get Iksuba. Fred Zmar now, Vesava Reb Yaisi, the Yanis. That Reb Yossi says that the nether is that she can't wear any perfume. So she's a poor lady, and there's no kitzvah, there's no end to the nether. The nether was like Lailam, that she can never wear perfume. And when the husband heard it, the husband was Mekayim, says, yes, I want a nether, so then he has to give her a get, and she gets a ksuba. Alma, what do we see? Says, Baal Motzi Mefer. For it's a time now, how come the husband wasn't made for this nether? Mashma, if the husband wanted to, he could be made for it. Say this nether is nothing. For a minute, we'll have a kasher on this. Elu dvorim shabal mefer. Not every single neder that your wife makes can the husband be mefer and say it's nothing doing. There are lochas, which neder the baal could be mefer, and which neder he can't. But this is the klal. Elu dvorim, these are the nedorim shabal mefer, that the baal could be mefer. Dvorim sheyesh b'minu nefesh. Something has to do with inu nefesh. Inu nefesh means it hurts him. It's painful to the body. Like Tashma Shamita, if she makes neder not to live with him, he can be made for that neder. That's called inu nefer, something that hurts the body himself, hurts him. Or else it says, im erchat, im layerchat. If I'll wash myself or not wash myself. Im eskashit, im layeskashit. If I'll put up jewelry or not. That's called inu nefesh. And Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, no, ein elu nidra inu nefesh. Rabbi Yosef says, no, that's not called inu nefesh. V'yelu ein nidra inu nefesh. Rabbi Yosef says, what's called inu nefesh? She makes a neder, mama, she likes starve. She's hurting her body. Just to make a neder, she won't wash herself, or she won't put up makeup. That's not called she's hurting herself. Rabbi Yosef says, that's not called inu nefesh. And those in the dorm, the husband cannot be made for him. What's called inu nefesh, she's making pain for herself, and she makes a neder, she won't eat. She won't put nice clothing on. That taka hurts her. Perfume is not that bad. But did they survive him not to put pretty dresses on? That's bad. So Rashi Gunoya Bzoyin Uloy or Mizgan Ulog. If she can't wear nice dresses, that's a big inu nefesh. So a core part of the kasher is how come in our Mishnah Rabbi Yosi says that if she made a neder, she's not going to put on makeup, and the husband was not made for it. It's called the husband caused the trouble, and therefore he has to give her a get with a ksuba. Why? Even if the husband wanted to, he couldn't have been made for the nether. Rabbi Yosi says, Eskashet, Leyes Kashet is not called Inu Nefesh. So she made a nether, she won't put on makeup. What do you mean the husband's being a kaimid now? He can't do anything. So it's not called he's causing the trouble. So how could Rabbi Yosi say in our mission, in such a case, he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba? Why should he have to give her a ksuba? He's not causing the problem, she's causing the problem. Tumar says, we're talking about now the nether has to do with dvorim benol beno. So Rashi says, you know what kishut means in our Mishnah? That means sam hamashayiras asar. Ladies, they used to put sam to take off the hair on the bottom. So that's dvorim sam shave lotion. That's called Dvorim Shebeino. So Kishut here doesn't mean perfume, but it means that she's not going to shave off her hair there. So that's called Dvorim Beino Lebeino. That bothers the husband. On such a neder, the husband could be made for it. So therefore, it's good Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. Since the husband was not made for the neder, but rather he was Mekayin the neder, that's called he's causing the trouble. Therefore, he has to give her a get with the ksuba. So ho nichloman diyama Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino habal meifer. Ha, that's a machlokes. That's good if you say Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, not Inu Nefesh. But things that have to do with between the two of them, that the husband could also be made for it. Then it's good, our Mishnah, that the husband should have been made for the nether. Since he wasn't made for the nether, it's called he's causing the problems. Elo Lamandiyom, but there's a Mandiyom in Gemara in the Dorim that says, Ein Abal Mefer, no, a husband can't be made for the Dorim. Beino Lebeino, stam things between the two of them. Only Inu Nefesh, but not stam Dvorim between the two of them. So if so, the husband can't be made for the neder, so why does our Mishnah say he has to give her a get with the ksuba? He's not causing the problem, she caused the problem. She caused the problem. Ma'ik l'mema, what can you say? The Yitma, because we learned to the Gemara in the Durham like this. Tevorim shebeino lebeino. Things between the two of them. Like here, she's not going to shave off her hair or not. These are things between the husband and the wife. that Rav Huna Amar Abal Meifer. Yes, Malacha, we hold like that. That the husband could be made for those Nedarim. Not only Inu Nefesh, things that bother the body, like eating and fasting, but even things Benola Bena, she's not going to shave off her hair, Devarim Benola Bena, also the husband has a right to be Meifer. Rav Adam, Rav Ramano, Ein Abal Meifer. The Baal can't be made for such things of Benola Bena. We never found like a fox died in his old hiding place. So Rashi says like this. In the pit that the fox grows up in, he doesn't die there. Kleimar. And the things that he's used to, he could wash himself. So the kids, even if she makes a net that she won't shave off here there, the husband is used to her. He could wash himself. It's not so bad, Dvorim Benola Beno. That's not a thing that bothers him that much. The husband can't be made for it. So the kids, you see, it's a machlekes that the husband could be made for these Dvorim or not. So how the kasher is on Rav Adam Barava. How is he going to learn our Mishnah? Where is there a case, according to Rabbi Yossi, that when she made a neder, Shlolis Kashet, that the husband would really should be able to be made for the neder? And since he's not being made for the neder, it's called he's causing the problem. Where is the case that he could be made for the neder? At most, it's called Dvorim Shevinola Benor, that Rabbi Yossi, that Rav Adam holds, the husband can't be made for it. So Gemara says like this: Elo hocha b'mayaskinon kagoyin de talino likishuteha b'tashma shamita. The nether she made was like this. True, the nether was that she won't be able to put it on. Go back to perfume. She won't. She's making a nether. She can't put it on. But it had to do with tashma shamita. Nether was that if she doesn't put on perfume, she won't live with her husband. So by making this nether, it's coming out. She's also to live with her husband, and that's called inu nefesh. That's for sure. The husband could be made for. So therefore, that's Shana Mishnah, the husband should have been made for the nether. Now, the Gemara says, the Omer, she said like this, Yaser Hanota Tashmishcholai. The wife is saying, I'm making a nether, that the enjoyment of living with you is also on me. That no, in other words, she's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. Imes Kashet, if she puts on perfume. That's the way she made the nether. So the kids of such a nether like this, the husband could be made for. This is called like Inu Nefesh. So Rashi Elohim Ayaskinen the Talino Likishter B'Tashmish or Mishemachi Motzi Mefer the Dilma Miskashes. We have to be afraid. Maybe we should put on the makeup. Or Mrs. Shrahanos Tashmish Cholei, and then she'll come and ask for herself. She won't be able to live with her husband anymore. So such a neder taker is a neder of Inu Nefesh. Therefore, the husband has a right to be made for it. And Kediyomer Rav Kana, the Yomer Rav Kana, says Hanos Tashmishi Alecha. If she makes a neder that she can't live, that her husband can't enjoy her, koife umesham shosoi, the neder is not chal because she's mishur, but she has to let her husband live with her. Therefore, she koife, we force her to live with her husband. But hanos tashmish cholai, if the neder or the opposite way, hanos tashmish alecha, if the husband makes a neder that you can't have enjoyment from me, that neder is not chal. Because the husband has a mitzvah to live with his wife, he's meshuba to live with his wife. He can't make such a neder that he can't live with his wife. Kaifa, we force him, umesham shosoi. But hanos tashmish cholai, if the husband makes a neder that the enjoyment of his wife, he makes osa to him, that's talk a good neder, or the opposite way, or the same way she makes his neder. Okay, I mean, not the husband, some way she makes a neder. If she makes a neder, she can't live with her husband, then kaifa. Because she's, Rashi says, Kaifa Shenichel Lesser Aksmolov. Because she's Meshubit for this. Mashenkin, the nether is that the enjoyment of the husband is also on her, that nether is Chal. So then Yofer, the husband, has to be made for it. Lefi Shein Machinu Liyodem Dover Osoloi. Because we don't make a husband eat something that's also to him. In other words, we don't want him to live with his wife, the Yisr. If the neder is that she can't live with him, then nor is osur, so the neder is chal. Therefore, we tell the husband to be careful to be made for that neder, in order that when you live with your wife, or be beheter or not be isur. All right, turn over.